Decker Gumby Kincaid pulled into the veterinarian's office and couldn't help but smile as the woman who'd been following him as closely as she dared pulled into the space next to him. Her beat-up old Honda Accord had seen better days, but she didn't seem to notice or care that it was making a weird clanking noise. By the time he had his truck door open, she was there. "How'd she do? Is she okay? Was she crying?" The woman barked the questions at him, not giving Gumby time to answer the first before asking the second. Sydney Hale was quite the contradiction. Her long black hair was in disarray from the fist fight he'd interrupted. She had a black eye forming, which just seemed to bring out the blue in her eyes even more. Her lip was swollen and still bleeding a little. The t-shirt she wore was torn, and she had dirt on her jeans and hands. But she obviously didn't care one whit about her own health. She had eyes only for the pathetic and hurt dog on the passenger side seat of his truck. Gumby shut the door and walked around the truck, Sydney right on his heels.
"She did fine. Didn't hear a peep from her the entire way."
"Man, that's amazing. She's got to be hurting," Sydney exclaimed. "I can't believe that asshole abused her like that. Are you sure this is a good vet? Maybe we should take her to the one I usually use." Gumby ignored her as he opened the door and leaned in to gently pick up the bleeding and abused dog he'd named Hannah. Once again, the pit bull didn't try to bite him or otherwise show any aggression whatsoever. She was shaking, though.
"Easy, girl," Gumby murmured as he used his hip to shut the door of the truck.
As he walked toward the door, he looked at Sydney.
"The vets here are great. Relax, Sydney."
She looked like she wanted to say something, but because they were at the doors, she rushed ahead to open them for him. He opened his mouth to tell the receptionist that he had an emergency, but Sydney beat him to it. "We've got an injured dog here. We need to see a doctor immediately." The receptionist stood and gestured for them to follow her. Gumby was surprised when he felt Sydney's hand land on the small of his back, and she practically glued herself to his side as they entered the small treatment room. "A technician will be here momentarily to get your information and triage your pet." "Oh, but she's—"
"Thank you," Gumby said, interrupting Sydney.
When the lady had left, Sydney turned to him and frowned. "Why do you cut me off?"
"The last thing I want is for them to think Hannah is a stray or unwanted, because she's not."
Sydney opened her mouth to say something else, but a technician burst into the room before she could say a word.
"I heard we have an emergency. What's—" "Oh, my."
Gumby very gently placed Hannah on the raised table in the room and kept his hand on her head.
"Yeah, it's bad."
"What happened?" the vet tech breathed.
"She was taken out of my yard," Gumby lied. "And we think the guy who took her was training her to be a bait dog or something for illegal dogfighting. He poured something caustic on her back, and it looks like she was dragged behind a car. Maybe he was trying to condition her and get her to run, but she couldn't keep up."
"Poor baby," the tech crooned, leaning over to pet Hannah.
The hackles on the back of the dog's neck rose, and she growled low in her throat.
"Hannah,"
Gumby said in a low, hard tone. The dog immediately stopped and whimpered instead.
"Sorry about that," he told the technician. "She's usually very docile, but we don't know what was done to her between when she was taken and when we got her back just now."
"Of course," the woman said. "It'll take her some time to trust again."
She handed over a couple sheets of paper to Sydney.
"I'll need you to fill those out, and the doctor should be in here in a few minutes." She turned to Hannah. "Hang on, girl. We'll have you fixed up in a jiffy."
The second the woman left the room, Sydney turned to Gumby and whisper yelled,
"Why do you tell them she was stolen out of your yard? That was stupid."
Gumby ran his hand over Hannah's head and didn't miss the way the dog sighed in contentment and tried to crawl closer to him.